This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. South African scientists see no sign the Omicron coronavirus variant is causing more severe illness, they said on Friday, as officials announced plans to roll out vaccine boosters with daily infections approaching an all-time high. South Africa alerted the world to Omicron late last month, prompting alarm that the highly mutated variant could trigger a new surge in global infections. Hospital data shows COVID-19 admissions are now rising sharply in more than half of the country's nine provinces, but deaths are not rising as dramatically, and neither are indicators such as the average length of hospital stay. Although scientists say more time is needed to arrive at a definitive conclusion, South Africa's health minister says the signs on the severity of Omicron are positive. The U.S. government on Friday won an appeal against a London court ruling that had blocked the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from Britain. Washington challenged the decision made in January that the 50-year-old Australian would be a suicide risk if he was transferred to the U.S. justice system. Assange is wanted to face trial for the publication by WikiLeaks in 2010 of classified military documents relating to the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. A two-day hearing was held in October where U.S. lawyers argued that the original judge had not given sufficient weight to other expert testimony about Assange's mental state. They also sought to assure the court he would not be held in punishing isolation at a federal supermax prison and would receive appropriate treatment. The case will now go back to a lower court to be considered again. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters marched in Manila on Friday and marked International Human Rights Day by destroying an effigy of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. The demonstration came a day after the Philippine Supreme Court largely upheld on Thursday the legality of an anti-terrorism law that opponents fear could threaten democracy and muzzle dissent, but struck down a provision preventing street protests, activism, and labor strikes from being branded as terrorism by authorities. A protest leader said the, quote, state of human rights in the Philippines is very bleak, and questioned why Duterte had been invited to U.S. President Joe Biden's Summit for Democracy this week. Indonesian Muslims gathered for Friday prayers in an evacuation center on the slopes of a mountain where thousands of people remain in limbo after a series of eruptions in the past week by the volcano left thousands homeless. The volcano erupted last Saturday, sending a towering cloud of ash into the sky and a dangerous lava flow into villages below. At least 45 people were killed and hundreds injured. More than 6,500 were evacuated, many of them uncertain whether they will ever be able to live in the area again. Hungary's Constitutional Court on Friday struck down a bid by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to challenge a ruling by the EU's top court against Budapest's harsh asylum policy. Budapest had asked the court earlier this year to review a ruling from the European Court of Justice, ordering it to suspend a law that allows police to deport or physically push back asylum seekers across the Serbian border. In October, Orban signed a government resolution in support of Warsaw that called on EU institutions to respect the sovereignty of the bloc's 27 member countries, but Hungary's court ruled national law enforcement bodies, in particular constitutional courts and tribunals, have the right to examine the scope and limits of EU law. Budapest, like Warsaw, has been engaged in a tussle with Brussels over legislation targeting LGBTQ people, independent media, and civil society. And the U.S. government has sanctioned Liberia's ex-warlord and current senator, Prince Yormi Johnson, for alleged corruption. The sanctions against Johnson, announced in Liberia on Friday, come under a law which authorizes the U.S. government to sanction those it sees as human rights offenders, freeze their assets, and ban them from entering the U.S. Johnson is responsible for the 1990 slaying of President Samuel Doe, who had been captured by forces during the country's 14-year civil war, according to the statement. Reporting by